VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Keep it locked right here, y'all.
eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, your secret Thursday rendezvous. Remember, what happens on eBay Radio stays on eBay Radio. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Campaign Go, helping you master your sales. It's your turn to call us, 888-723-4630.
So, Griff, in the last hour, we had dished a listing for a fella in Jackson, Mississippi. We gave him a 4.9, and he deserves that 4.9. He's doing a great job. But I noticed that some people on the chat board have some really good ideas.
Of course
for
they
him.
Do. Yeah.
And one of them's on the phone with us, Cindy, our friend Cindy, that we're going to see Monday night.
Yes.
From here in San Diego, California. Hey, Cindy, how you doing? How are things doing for Monday night?
Oh, it's exciting. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. We're going to do a question and answer for, you know, some of the time, and I'm having people submit their questions ahead of time. So that will be fun. And then I asked Griff to share that perfume story. What a multi-teaching tool that will be.
Yeah,
it was multi-level, wasn't it?
It was.
It really was.
Yeah.
But Cindy, you had a very good suggestion for the fellow in Jackson.
I think Jay was his name.
Yes.
I think he's probably maybe took advantage of the free store promotion that's being offered to some people now. I know some of our people in our Surf's Up eBay group have taken advantage of that to try a store. So that's maybe why, since he doesn't have so many items listed, he thought he would try it, which is a good time to try it when you don't have to pay for it for a month, I think it is. So maybe that's what he used. And also, I noticed that in his written description, he typed out the URL for his store. And I believe that if he would go to his listing page, there's a little drop-down thing that's for inserts.
That's true.
And there's some already populated. For one of them is seller's other items. He could use that for a while, which would take them to all his items. But you can also make like a visit my store and put your URL in there. You have to do some copying and pasting for HTML. And then you just click on that and it will take everybody right to his store. So, and I think somebody else mentioned categories. You know, I mean, when you first set up a store, sometimes it's a little overwhelming.
Oh, yes.
So you have to take it step by step. So I think the main thing is for him to just list. And then he can go back and refine it and see what happens. And there's, can I give out a Facebook recommendation?
Yeah,
for
sure, go ahead.
Stores?
Yeah.
Okay, there's an excellent Facebook page called Stores Nothing But eBay Stores. You can search for it on Facebook. And there are people on that website, Facebook page, that just have so many good suggestions, and they critique your stores. You can every Friday you can boost your store. You can put your store up there, and it's really fun. It's kind of started by Catherine Terrell, who we all love. So there's lots of options available to him to learn, you know, how to refine his store.
So,
and I'm helping a couple people.
So basically,
in our group.
Because I noticed he did type in his URL,
right?
But he can use the insert.
Yeah.
Free store promotion.
It's probably easier.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be easier to start. And I think the seller's other items usually is for people that don't have a store. But under make your own inserts, you can do a link. It'll say, check out my eBay store. And, mine says, visit my eBay store, some silver, some gold. And so that's in every listing. And if they click on that, it takes them to my store with the header and all the categories and everything so they can see everything at a glance.
All right.
So,
good suggestion,
yeah.
Cindy.
Okay.
Thank you so much. We'll see you Monday night.
See you Monday. Can't wait.
Okay.
Bye, Cindy.
Bye, Cindy.
Bye.
Of course, Cindy's talking about her seller group here in San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
And they're a lot of fun. It's the Surf's Up San Diego eBay Seller Group.
That makes sense.
And so we're going to have a lot of fun on Monday night. Griff's going to be here with you.
I'm going to be there.
And you're going to be here on Tuesday with
me. I'm going to be there Tuesday. And remember, where you know, get your hair did and put on your makeup.
I know you're going to be
gonna
taking
take headshots.
Crabby pictures. Of
I'm sick of putting pictures of just me up.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like Queen Elizabeth. You know
all
that
right.
story?
No.
When ATMs first came out in England, And she was strolling around outside the palace with Philip. And she went up to an ATM and she said, Philip, watch this. Look, I take this little card and I put it in this machine and I press some numbers. Now watch this. Out comes pictures of me, Philip. Look, the pictures of me, not you, me.
Oh, you're too funny, Grant.
Hey, I got a great story.
Okay.
So this guy in 2010 is at a Fresno, California junk shop. And he's going through some stuff. He's going through some boxes. And he finds a tintype. It's a photo, an early type photo. Not a daguerreotype, a tintype. They're really common. And it's like $2. It's part of a lot. So he says, I'll buy this. There's an interesting tintype. It looks like some oldie-time people from the 1800s. And they're out in front of an old-time building, and they're playing croquet. So he buys this thing for $2. Guess what the estimate for this one photo is?
How much?
At auction. It could be as much.
$10,000.
$5 million.
Why?
Because it's a photograph of Billy the Kid.
Playing croquet. You're kidding.
And Kagan's, which is a rare coin dealer, has confirmed the photo's authenticity and that the subject is indeed Billy the Kid.
Wow.
And so if you want to learn more, the guy who bought this, his journey to authenticate the image and the backstory behind the photo will be featured on a National Geographic special, Billy the Kid, New Evidence, on October 18th. So, you know, you're hunting around in a thrift store, and it still happens. Now, granted, this was 5 years ago we bought it. I guess it took some time to get the work done. But it can happen to you. So why are you listening to the show? Get out there and start shopping.
No.
Silly fools.
They can listen while they're driving. They can listen while they're in the store.
Oh, you're always thinking.
You know?
Yeah.
Just on their little apps.
On their little apps.
Hey, listen, E-Betsy came up with some ideas. We're going back to Jay again, okay?
Oh, okay, that's good.
Betsy came up with some issues that I like. Wouldn't his store name be better as three separate words?
Yes, it
capitalized,
would. Yes, it
the
would.
College dealer. Yes. I can understand why he thought he was supposed to do what he did with it.
Yeah.
Because that's his, you know, I don't know. But it should be separated and be called the college dealer. In your store, you can do that.
Yes.
Okay. He also has some misspelled words that we did not see in his storefront, because by the time we got to his store, we weren't looking for that.
Right.
Lifelong should be all one word instead
yes.
of two. And eBay as should be eBay has, H-A-S. So there were a couple of little, and this happens to everybody, but you need to be really careful.
Yes.
And edit your stuff right. Also, dungarees is definitely New England. Happy Thursday. Well, it's old New England. Nobody calls their jeans dungarees anymore.
It's New England.
Even in New England?
Yeah.
They say, what are you wearing tonight? Dungarees.
Yeah, they still
really?
Say dungarees, yeah.
Okay.
What's up with that?
Young people? No, see, just old people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Well,
so
I
there
am,
you have it.
We are old. We are old. Dum 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 dum. You know, but I always dreaded old age. Now I'm having a ball. No one told me it would be this. There'd be a part of it that would be this fun.
Well, the part of it that's fun is you don't give a crap about a lot of things anymore
yes.
that you used to care about.
Yes, okay. yes.
Yeah, like looking sexy.
Well,
what
you know,
happened to that?
That we had, we're done with that now.
Yeah.
Right.
We don't
that
have to worry
about
it.
We had our time.
It. Yeah.
We acted foolish. We paraded. We strutted our stuff.
Yes,
we saw
did.
Some things that a woman ain't supposed to see.
Yep.
But now it's different.
They offered me things I was too naive to turn down.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Little gal from North Carolina. Yep.
Yep.
Been there, done that. Hey, listen, if you want to know about the eBay Radio Group newsletter, which is really important. Because it's Griff's newsletter.
Yes, it
you
is.
You go to ebayradio.com and sign in through community. Scroll down past the big orange Listen Live and big blue Archives on Demand buttons to the second discussion post with the word newsletter in its title, and you'll find instructions in the newsletter for how to subscribe. Then you'll receive it twice a week right in your inbox, including on Tuesdays, the secret word.
The void.
To win the Duck Quack Prize.
Quack, quack.
So you need to be able to know what that secret word is, and you need to subscribe so you know when we're live.
Yeah.
So, just told you how to do that? So, fantastic. So, Griff.
Yeah, that's my name.
We've got something that we can do here if you want to do it.
I'm happy to do anything. What do you got?
It's on page 13.
Oh, it's that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, if you really want to.
And it's Shauna Champion.
Oh, I know Shauna.
Post in eBay for Business.
Yeah.
That's for-business.ebay.com.
Yeah.
The three phases of Halloween retailing for this year.
Right. It's adapted from Shauna Champion's post.
Right. So you want to start us off?
Well, Halloween is a huge retail event. According to Google, over 165 million people plan to celebrate Halloween this year.
Are you? Are you going to have a costume?
No.
I'm thinking of not either.
I'm just going to hide behind the window of my house and scream, "Get off my lawn!" to
well,
the kids.
Well, I figure if I go to the Halloween, there's going to be a Halloween party in our mobile home park. So if I go to the Halloween party, since I learned how to play the ukulele now.
Oh, yeah?
So I could wear a Hawaiian shirt, put a flower in my hair, and bring my ukulele. Boom, there you have it. Halloween right. costume.
There you go.
John always goes as the same thing.
What?
Cowboy.
Oh.
Jeans, cowboy belt, cowboy hat, and his guitar.
Hmm.
Country singer. That's what he goes at. Okay, so 165 million people plan to celebrate Halloween this year.
That's right.
We'll finish the three phases of Halloween retailing when we return.
Okay. This segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com.
Or Campaign Go.
Or Campaign Go, either one. And we'll be back with the next segment in a moment.
Auction, fixed price, 7 days, or good till canceled? That's a lot to think about. Your listing strategies have a big impact on your sales and your monthly fees. Meet Coach Jack. Jack Darton is eBay's senior analyst for pricing. He'll check your account to see what changes might decrease your fees and increase your selling success. To have your account considered, send email with your seller ID and any pertinent details to Coach Jack at eBay.com. That's Coach Jack at eBay.com.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com. Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
Hey there, ShipStation here. We'd like to be your in-house worker bee. Here's the buzz. ShipStation excels in handling orders coming from multiple online stores and marketplaces. And we love shipping through multiple carriers. We're always working hard in the background, consolidating orders, creating label batches, updating order status and tracking, stuff like that. Our job is to make sure you get through your orders a whole lot faster. In fact, ShipStation helps you be so efficient, you'll be shaking the trees to come up with new business. Take the sting out of selling and experience shipping nirvana, the sweet honey of success. Our free 30-day trial is one of the smartest decisions you'll make in today's online marketplace. And eBay listeners, get an extra month free after the trial. Visit ShipStation.com/eBay Radio to check us out.
Welcome
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Do call 888-723-4630. We're waiting.
When last we left you, we were looking at the three phases of Halloween retailing, adapted from Shauna Champion's post in eBay for Business, and you told us that over 165 million people plan to celebrate Halloween this year. That's enough to perk up any eBay seller's ears. What's the second issue?
Well, did you know that the average person will spend more than $75 on decor or costumes and candy?
That makes sense.
The average person will spend $75. Yikes.
Well, sure, by the time you buy the kids a costume, yourself a costume, buy the candy, I can see how this would, $75 would be moderate.
And did you know that the total spending for the holiday this year is this estimated? Now, this is just for Halloween, so are you sitting down?
I'm sitting down.
$7.5
billion. With a B?
With the B.
Wow. And costumes, are they?
That's everything.
That's everything. Okay.
That's everything, yeah.
Okay.
$3 billion will be spent on costumes alone. So out of that $7.5 billion, $3 billion will be spent on costumes, and more than 23 million people will dress up their pets.
Yeah, they
this
do.
Is the poor dogs. This is the time of the year they just, why?
My favorite one is when they do the dachshunds, like a hot dog. I don't know. I crack up every time I see that.
Yeah. It's clever, I suppose.
Well, this doesn't just mean increased sales in the third week of October, Griff. The real opportunity in this retail holiday occurs in three phases, starting right now. And eBay will be upping the ante with aggressive marketing in each phase. You'll see Halloween-related coverage on the eBay homepage, as well as in email, guides, collections, and more. The site will also have a dedicated Halloween landing page for consumers to shop decor, costumes, accessories, and candy. And here's how eBay sees the buying behavior playing out based on years of eBay data, plus some critical stats from Google, NRF.com, and Experian. So why don't you tell us the early phase?
The early phase is over.
Goodbye.
That was September 21st to September 30th. And that's specifically on decor. And that's all the stuff they use to decorate their porches and houses, you know, spider webs and witches and skulls and all that death crap.
It's not too late to get them up there, though, Greg.
Oh, no, it's never too late.
Right.
To annoy your neighbors.
Almost 50% of people decorated for Halloween last year.
Yeah.
Expect demand to be even higher this year. So here are the top tips for this first phase. So,
even though they're over, it's
right,
over.
Right, but still, it's not too late.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, there's those fall or Halloween-themed wreaths, luminaries, and candles, lanterns, pillows, face huggers. It'll be a big. Those are always big sellers.
And don't forget the do-it-yourself crowd. Consider offering craft supplies or other items that help buyers create their own decor.
Yeah, and you should think about, like I said earlier, you should think about the outside decor too, because in this early phase, purchases spike for zombies, ghosts, headstones, and other props that make porches and front yards so scary and fun.
And I love these stories that are propping up in the news right now about neighborhoods that are up in arms because people are putting too much gore on their front yards for Halloween.
Well, you know, I say you can never be too thin, you can never be too rich, and you can't have too much gore on your porch.
I don't know. I don't know, Griff. You know, one of those people was hanging, and the person, it looked like a real, I don't know. I didn't like it. It looked like a real person.
You know that, you remember that episode of Family, Modern Family, where they did it so well one year that no one would come back to their house because it was so over the top and the kids were frightened. That's my idea of Halloween.
I don't decorate outside for Halloween because we don't have any kids. You know, we live in a senior community. Mm-hmm. We don't really want a bunch of youngins coming in, although it might be fun.
Well, what I want to do is get like a big ugly hand, and when they knock on the door, just the hand comes out and tries to grab them and pull them in.
Oh, that's fun.
That'll
the police will be there, yeah.
Well, I suppose
your
they
picture will be on the internet. So,
John, well, officer, I wasn't going to eat them.
John and I used to do it up really good. We even one year 2 or 3 years actually had sound effects when they came up to the door. We had John put together a bunch of sound effects on a CD and we played it, but we don't do anything anymore. So continuing the three phases of Halloween retailing, the peak phase, do you want to talk about that?
Well, the peak phase
is right now.
That's right now. It's October 1st to October 20th, and this is when people are focusing on their costumes. 66% of Halloween celebrants plan to buy a Halloween costume, and 20% plan to make their own, like Jeff.
Jeff is making his own?
Every Halloween, he like goes nuts trying to figure out what he's going to do. He's already got his plan, and I'm not going to give it away, Jeff, so don't worry. It is pretty cool, but it involves some construction. Here are the top tips for the second phase. If you want to sell pre-made costumes, think about the 2015 hit movie Jurassic World, or the hit movie The Avengers, or another movie like maybe The Age of Ultron, or Minions, these among other, like top trending kids costumes. All these are, you know, pretty popular.
The new James Bond movie.
Yeah, don't dress up your little kid like Kim Davis, please.
Oh. Which would be a great costume for you.
For me?
So, you know, according to eBay data, the top costume-related keywords from last year's peak phase were Barbie, steampunk, cosplay, gas mask, and purge mask.
What the heck is a purge mask?
I'm afraid to ask.
I am too.
Batman costume.
Yeah.
And Payday 2 mask.
Right.
They'll likely be relatively popular again this year.
Yeah. And, you know, for that do-it-yourself crowd, consider tweaking your listings so that shoppers can find your pointy shoes for their witch costumes or that taffeta wedding dress for their zombie bride get-ups. And again, it's not too late for me, but every year for the last 4 years, I forgot to put up my collection of genuine same shirt that Stefan wears, those Ed Hardy shirts.
Uh-huh.
I keep forgetting to do that.
I like those shirts. Well, I know they've been there, done that.
Oh, they're totally... Someone told me that's totally over.
Completely.
Yeah. Only a jerk wears that stuff.
Yeah.
And I said, yes.
I love them. They were pretty.
The hottest costume for Halloween this year is Griff's shirts.
Exactly.
Right.
So the end phase... October 21st through October 31st.
What happens
then? Spotlight on trick-or-treat. 25% of people will be scrambling for last-minute Halloween supplies.
Right.
Here are the top tips for the third phase.
Think of these things. Flashlights, glow sticks, glow-in-the-dark shoes, or anything that helps kids keep them safe as they run around in the dark. You know, maybe Klieg lights. I don't know.
And have plenty of candy and other small goods and accessories to help people put the finishing touches on their Halloween parties and festivities. And
yeah,
you don't
want
to run out of candy when the kids come to the door.
Yeah, and if you're showing up at a party, bring some candy.
Sure.
And also keep in mind that buyers will expect to receive their products in time for Halloween. So you have to offer the option for expedited shipping. At least to compete. Otherwise, it's all for naught.
Now, if you're truly committed to making this a record retail sales event, you might want to employ a bit of aggressive retailing, too. And here are some ideas. I'll read the first one, Griff.
Okay.
Run a Halloween sale on relevant merchandise. And you know, I talk about this a lot, but let me say it again. Do you have anything orange in your inventory?
Yeah, I do.
Put it up there. Orange shirts, orange blouses, orange anything. Put it up there. It's a Halloween color. eBay store subscribers can use the Manage Promotions feature to create different kinds of sales and promotions. So you want to use the Manage Promotions feature if you're a store subscriber.
Absolutely.
And the next one.
Use your eBay storefront to display your best-selling Halloween merchandise. Why not? You should have your banner changed out. Seasonally, I say, so that you give people some ideas right in the banner. Use that. It's big marketing at real estate. Use it.
She says swap out your store billboard with an image that screams Halloween.
Screams!
Create a Halloween-themed eBay collection.
Oh.
To drive buyers to your listings. I hadn't thought about that.
That's a good one.
Don't forget social media. Shoppers will be actively searching the web for costume ideas, so use your channels to offer a mix of inspirational images and special offers on your items. So Halloween's an even bigger retail opportunity when you're armed with the right data and selling tips, and when both eBay marketing team and sellers are employing aggressive retailing tactics. Also, Griff, eBay's offering a special $10 coupon when you sell Halloween merchandise this year. You can claim yours by going to 4-business.ebay.com, clicking on this September 3rd, three phases of Halloween post, and following the link from the post.
Cool.
$10. Coupon worth $10.
Yeah.
So that's good. Getting yourself ready for Halloween. As an empty nester, I'm an empty nester.
You are?
Yeah. Oh. As an empty nester, I kind of like the idea that I don't have to worry about Halloween anymore. And my grandchildren, who are living here in San Diego anyway, are old now. I mean, they're 17 and 19. So, you know, I don't have to worry about it anymore. I don't have to think about it. Most people do, however. So, another reason to go and read that wonderful post by Shana.
This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast. We'll be back with our next segment right after this.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Imagine spending less time shipping, so you can spend more time listing or sourcing, or even just hanging out with family and friends. With Stamps.com, you can print shipping labels in seconds. And with our special offer for eBay Radio listeners, you can get a 5-pound shipping scale for free when you sign up. Just pay shipping and handling for the scale. The scale imports your package weights right into Stamps.com. Stamps.com lets you import orders from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can pay for postage with your PayPal debit card, too. So you get cash back every time you ship. You can even brand your shipping labels with your company logo. Whether you're shipping domestically or overseas, Stamps.com will help you get it done faster and more easily. To get your free scale just for the price of shipping and handling, go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio and sign up for their free eBay shipping program. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Designing your listings and store isn't just about creating a nifty logo, an attractive template, or frame. It goes deeper to express your personality, confirm your professionalism, and establish your brand. Sally Milo of Milo Design is the go-to resource for eBay sellers like you who want to brand their businesses on eBay. She's a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself. Sally stays on top of changes in the eBay marketplace, including optimizing your store and listing design for mobile. She just gets it. Sally will work closely with you to customize your logo, store pages, listing templates, profile, and much more, all to help you create a memorable impression that will bring customers back again and again. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
You know how much buyers love bargains. Putting items on sale can attract buyers and increase store traffic, so you can make more money while they're saving money. It's a win-win. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru lets you set up a sale in less than 5 minutes. Just click Create New Sale, pick start and end dates, plus a discount amount, select filters, and hit the sale button. Markdown Guru's 12 filters let you choose what you want to put on sale pretty much any way you want, not just by category, price, or individual item. With Markdown Guru, you can filter listings without sales, oldest listings, listing with watchers, and more. You can even combine filters in unlimited ways to suit your inventory. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru comes with sales reports, too. So at the end of the day, you can see exactly how much your sales campaign contributed to your bottom line and turn those insights into revenues. Get a 30-day free trial at campaigngo.com. That's campaigngo.com.